You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the Mishnah in Sukkah, it talks about Lulav Arava,
number one,
Shisha V'Shiva. In other words, you have 7 days of Sukkahs, as we know, and sometimes we take the Lulav 6 days, sometimes we take it 7 days. Not we, as in nowadays, but at the times of the Mishnah, there was such a din that it would be Doiche Shabbos. There's no Issa really doing a Shabbos. It's only Gzeira Dorabana. But if the first day came out on Shabbos, since it's Deraisa for everywhere, Chazal said you should take, not only allowed, they said you should take the first day, and later on it changed once they went into Golas and so forth. But that's the din. Same thing, Halo V'Simcha. How many days is that? Shmoina. Sukkah Nisachamayim. Shiva, 7 days. Right? Chalil, they used to play the Chalil. You know the Chalil is Shia? No. See, you're from the old, only the older generations knows what it is. What? It's a flute. Yeah, this younger generation doesn't have no idea what a Chalil is. So, what? Yeah, it's Halo, I understand. But they, yeah, good, I'm not denying, but they don't even know what it is. A Chalil is a, they used to have an old fashioned flute that's just a hollow piece of wood. And people know how to play it, right? It's not electric, it's not that, and so forth, all right? It's a regular musical instrument. So they used to play it, right? So those of us who are over 40, 50, I know what it is. So they used to play it in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, when they used to say the Shia. So that, since you're not allowed to use a musical instrument, not on Shabbos, and not on Yom Tov, so it depends if the first day was Shabbos, said it would be Shisha. If the first day was not Shabbos, it would be Chamisha. That's what it says. So on Chalil, okay? By Simchas Beis HaShaheva, how you smechim b'chag, l'chavet sh'ivas nesuch ha'mayim. We're not going to go. Mechalilim b'chalilim, u'b'kinoiris, right? These two are kinor, right? Also some kind of instrument or musical, you know, string instrument or harp. U'b'oysa Chalil, ain't no deiche yomta, right? We know there's a gzeira, not to play, as we all know, musical instrument on Shabbos and Yom Tov. One is really not allowed to clap his hands to music, to songs on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though in a lot of places it became accepted, but in Poland it was not. Hilkach pamim shu chamishi yom b'chag. Kagoin shaloch al yom, you have 7 days. So if the first day is Shabbos, you have 6 more days to do. If the first day is not Shabbos, you have Yom Tov at Shabbos. Yom Tov Yishu, the Kivin Dolot, it comes out, the most you can have is 2 days that you don't play the Chalil. The Kivin Dolot, Dachi Yom Tov, Kol Shkein Shabbos, that's a Mishnah in Beyer, replace that. You know, I'll play a musical instrument, Bechula Shomayid, Poshlu Chamishu, you left, Upamim Shu Shisha, sometimes it is 6 days, Kagon Shechal Yom Tov Yishu B'Shabbos, the Poshlu Shish Chomayid. Now Rashi's bothered, what do you mean? 1 second. Rashi's bothered, what about 2 days of Yom Tov? What about the second day of Yom Tov? The Poshlu, the Bizman Mikdash, at the time of the Mikdash, Ein oisin yom tov sheni. What do you mean bizman mikdash? He doesn't say the maka mikdash, but bizman. What does man mikdash mean? And when there's no mikdash, like nowadays, you also don't do 2 days. Let's do another gemara. Lechem upon him. Right? You have the lechem upon him brought every week. Baking is not deicha Shabbos. They used to bring it out Shabbos, put a new one. But he used to bake it Friday. And then it was eaten after Shabbos. So nechel, so you break it Friday, that's the first day. Next Friday is the 8th day. Shabbos is the 9th day. So sometimes we'll be eating Tisha, Asara, Lechadosa on 9 days, the 9th day, 10th day, 11th day. Lopos, Ketzat, Kid Darkoi, Tisha, it's at 9 days because it's baked on Friday, eaten on Shabbos. So you have 8 days, right? Friday to Friday is 8 days. Like, make believe it's a bris. It's the 8th day, right? Same day. Right, so you have the 9th. Nefa be'erev Shabbos, Necho be'Shabbos, Tisha. Chal Yom Tov, let's say you had Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, and it does, you can't bake it on because it's Kulul Hashem. You're not allowed to do Malacha that's only for Gvaya. So then they used to bake it Thursday. Nechal Labasa, the Shabbos Asara. Let's say you had Shnei Yom Tovim Shirosh Hashanah. Nechal Shabbos Lechadasa. Then it would be 11 days. Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday. So it had to be baked Wednesday, and it would be put out on Shabbos, and then eaten the next Shabbos. That's 11 days. Lefisha ain't a doichalos of Shabbos Yom Tov. Rashi, Shnei Yom Tovim Shoshana, Cholub Chamishi Vishishi. How's that going? How do you have 2 days at the time of Mikdash? So the mission again, the mission Beya. If Adam came in a mincha lemaila, That's not Noigim, right? We learned the Mishnah in Bayan, Rosh Hashanah, that if Edom come, Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, brought in Bayan, and they come on Thursday afternoon, so you don't accept them because of the whole story there, but you make that Yom Kaddish because it could have been, and you have 2 days. So even at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they sometimes had... They baked it Wednesday.
So you only found that by
the right, but so they would to bake it in case this would happen.
Is it
after
the
Zera?
Yeah,
after the thing, after the Zera.
V'nechol b'Shabbos
Shniyah l'Chadasa. V'hu Shabbos lav yam tzom hu, v'kshayu boim, that's saying it's not yam tzom, right? V'kshayu boim edim, right, even though, l'acham, in other words, Rashi's bothered, it should be Yom Kippurim. The Torah says, no, it's not, because the real day was Friday. Even though by us, you can have Rosh Hashanah fall on a Friday, but those days it could. And it would come out that Lav Tzayim, it wasn't Tzayim. Even though the Ashit is not to eat on Shabbos Shuvah, Rashi is not dealing with that. Even though the Gemara says, Lo Metzinu Elam Uber. Umaynim Yom Sheni, but the first day of Shana, meaning Aleph Tishrei, was Friday. What about Stam, 2 days of Yom Tov? Shnei Yom Tov Shoshana Davka Nakat, the Bizman Lechem upon him, Lahya Shnei Yom Tovim Shol Golias. Rashi says again, that there was no 2 days of Golis. Why? Rashi doesn't say because of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says why? Because the time of the Lechem upon him, there was no 2 days in Yom Tov. Frek the Tzlak, which is the same kasha you can ask on Rashi in Sukkah. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah the Tzlak, Davka, the Bizman Lechem upon him, Lohoyu Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golis. Dvarav Tmum, Rashi's a tema. The my area, why do you have to say it's because there's man lechem upon him? What do you have to say that the reason there was no 2 days Yom Tov? Atu bezman hazeh yesh mishulayim yom tov chutz mishnei yomim shorosh hashanah. In Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have 2 days of Yom Tov anyway. Why is Rashi saying bezman lechem upon him? That's the kasha that Tzlach asked. Let's take a look first at the Gemara that the Chassam Sefer is going to allude to. Look at this Gemara in Brachas. Kshiyarat Chanina ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua Legoyla, Hoye Ma'aber Shonim V'Kevei Chadoshim. This week's parasha, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Resh Chadoshim, Rishin Hu Lachem L'Chodshei Hashanah. Meaning there's two mitzvahs, really. So Machlokes Rishonim, if you count, there's two mitzvahs, one mitzvah, not Negeos, but there's two mitzvahs. Bezin has to be Mekadosh Chadoshim, that means this Monday they would get up and say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, Edim Sida Levon, I guess tonight, and they come to Bezin tomorrow, and Bezin says Mekudosh. And in a month from now, when Edom come and say, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, they'll say, well, we're making it, it's going to be too early if we make Rosh Chodesh Adar, and Pesach will be too early. So they'll say this is Adar Aleph, so the Ma'aber Shonim. That's called Mekadosh Chodeshim U'Ma'aber Shonim. They make Kiddush Chodesh and the Ma'aber Shonim, and the Warren Sanhedrin goes through all kinds of things. How you ma'abed Hashanim? When can you be ma'abed Hashanim? Till when? But that's the din. So Rachanina, the Gemara says, Ben Achir Rabbi Shua, when he went to Golis, he went to Babel, whatever, he was doing these things, b'chutz la'aretz. Now let's first understand that in order, hakam, we don't do it nowadays, because we don't have smicha. We don't have smicha. Since we don't have smicha, we don't have a bezdin. Right? Therefore, that's why we don't give misa nowadays. Besides, even if we could give misa, we don't give Malkus, we don't really have Batei Dinim in a lot of Hilchas Maminus, certain Hilchas Maminus to have, right? But a Koponim, we don't have Smicha. So how do they want to make Kashra Chodesh? A Chodesh is Elachem. Who's the Baruch Hashem speaking to? Moshe and Aaron. Ve'ein Bezdin Shokol. You can't have a Bezdin that's equal, you can't have it. So it was Moshe, Aaron, and a third one. Who's that third one? Medrash State was the Baruch Hashem. But Pashat Bada means you need three people, three Smuchin. And mainly you go to, now who, what is, who, what does that mean? That means you can go to Bezdin in Chvesvas, Eina Zeitim or Tveria somewhere and decide, technically you could. So they used to be saying the Bezdin of Gadol, the Rambam seems to say, they used to have three people that were the ones who were Makabel. But in a chanami, let's say, if before anybody's makadosh, they ran to some bezdin, not clandestine bezdin, it could be, it would be good. But that's the din. So he went to Goyle, he was makadosh kodashim. Shagu achov shnei tamid chacham. They sent two tamid chacham. Rabbi Yisrael ben Kippur, ben Benayshel Zechariah ben Kavuto. Kivin shirah oisam, amal lahem, lama basam, what'd you come here for? What are you doing here? Amulei lumai terabon, we came to Hichwiz Aleim, he said, anashim alalu, gudela adarhem, vavaysem, shimshu besam mikdash, Kaisa Shishina Shashaninu Zachaya ben Kavuta Lima Haber Pama Karisi the fun of Besef Daniel. No, it's Benoisha Zachaya ben Kavuta. Hischel hu metame, he started being metame. The Shilas came up, he was metame, whatever, Hilchas Tyrus Mishbacho, Hilchas Tum and Tyra, whatever it is. Behem metirem, hu oisa metirem. Right? So they started a very Shver Gemara and Poshup Shat. They started arguing with him and slugging him up, Hichwiz lame, he put out. Anashim alol sheshovem, shall tell you him. They're people of vanity, people of nothingness. Amrila kvar benisa, you already built us up. You already said we're big gedolim. Yata yochalista. Kvar gedarta, yata yochalifrits. You already made a gate. You can't break it open. Amalem, ipnei mata ani matarma, ata matarma, ani oisa ata matirim. Amalem, shata ma'abrish. You know why we're fighting with you? Right, it's not clear what they mean it really, or they just wanted to show their prowess in learning. Amrulai, mipnei sha'ata ma'abr shanim, kaveh chadash chutzarts. Amrulahem, what's the big deal? Allah Kiva ben Yosef, haya ma'abr shanim, kaveh chadash chutzarts. So Kiva himself, Rabbi Kiva, used to come down and do that. Amrulai, hanech Rabbi Kiva, leave Rabbi Kiva alone, Rabbi Kiva something else. Shaloi niyach kamaisa be'eretz Yisrael. Because he didn't leave anyone in Eretz Yisrael as big as him. He was the God Ladar, and he could do it in chutzarts. I'm also the God Ladar. He realized who he was, right? Kivega says it himself. He gave Merdika a nevis of a Kivega all over, but when it came to saying who's the God Ladar, he banged his head on the table and said, I'm the God Ladar. Right? Amrloi, Gideim, you're right, you are the God Ladar, but Gideim Shanachta, the goats, the little goats that you live, you know, little goats, Nasu Tiyoshim, they became big rams, right? Bali Karnaim, with big horns. V'hem shagruna etzach, and they sent us to with you. V'kan amru lanu, l'chu v'amru b'shmeinu im shemea mutav im lav yabinidoi. He better stop it, listen to us, or else we're going to put him in chayrim. V'amru l'achinu shebegoyla im shemea mutav im lav yalu lahar. Achia yevne bizbeach, and ani nagim bekinar, yechap rekulam v'yemre, ein lechem chaylik b'lakei yisrael. The terrible thing. Yad go, kol am b'pchi v'amru chas v'shalom. Yeshanu chaver, kofar do we want? You know, so they're going to put them all in chayim if you don't listen. Kol kach lama, what's bothered them? Mishum shenemar, kimitzi, that aleph is a, kimitziyon teitzei seira, udvar shem yushalayim. Right? Kimitziyon teitzei teira, right? We all know that. Udvar shem yushalayim, but what is it going on? Kiddush chaydush has to come from tziyon, has to come from yushalayim. And this is not yushalayim. But the God Ladar could do it. That's the gemaatka. Chuvas Chassam Sefer, Nehina, I remember, it's a Lashon Gemara, Kad Avina Talia, the actual words in the Gemara, as far as I remember, is Ki Avina Talia, right, but Kad Avina Talia, when I was a child, okay, Ba'avri Derech Kehilas Kodesh Prague, I passed by Prague, right, what we call Prague, Zachisi, it's with a comment. Zachisi lirois pnei agoyin tzlach. Tzlach was the Rav of Prague. I was zoche to see him. That's what Mayadika Zach. Zachisi. Vamarti loy b'masha tamar. I told him then, b'masha tamar b'sifrei al pirish Rashi anal, that he asked on this Rashi, meaning Rashi and Psachim, habi yushalayim afil b'zman azelek shnei yam tashagolias. Umay irya b'zman lechem akponim. The Kosa. Why did Rashi say Bizman Lechem Panim? The same thing with the other Rashi. The Rashi Bizman Beis Hamikdash. Vamarti Loi. So I said to the Tzlach, right? Milo Mishkachasle. Isn't it feasible? It's possible. Milo Mishkachasle. Kshirayv Chochme Yisrael Bechoch Tzorts. Veloi Nichu Kamaisam Be'eretz Yisrael. Not sure what he says. Royv Chochme Yisrael. Shaz ma'abrim shon v'koyvim chadashim b'chutzlatz. K'mavur b'brachas dav samach gimel. Right? Gabi uvda chanani b'nachi Rabbi Yishuv v'chein kasa Rambam. Right? So it'll come out like this. When Rabbi Kiva was mekadosh chadashim b'chutzlatz, How did Eretz Yisrael know about it? Obviously, they sent shluchim. So he says, so what would happen? Rabbi Kiva would send shluchim. The shluchim wouldn't get it, making time to Tel Aviv, to Bnei Brak, to Yerushalayim. So how many days would they keep in Yerushalayim? 2 days. So it's feasible that you can have 2 days. That's what the Chassam Sefer Tanya is, Mari Dekavart. Surprising, no one really brings up that Nekuda. Al Ken Yasu, V'im, what we call Yom, it was possible to have it then. So that's what Rashi's bothered. Why don't you say 2 days of Yom Tov, even at the Bezin is a Chutzarz? The Oz, he just alludes to it, they would always be there. Now they, after the Churban, after the din of Kiddush Chodesh was not totally in Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says, Ad Yimei Abaya Hayu, Ad Yimei Rava Hayu Oysim Zav Zav. Samuch HaMikdash, Aval Bezman HaZeh Kvar HaYefshah Shiyikra Kein. Ukashaya Beimei Rabbi Kiva Be'emes Kemavur Shom B'Shas De Brachazal V'yashu Divrei Dvarai Be'inei Agoyen De Tzlach Leite V'Alma Kalus. He prays, he gave a praise. Kalus, he said. That's what he writes over here. In Chedushei Chassam Sefer, he also brings this story. Ubitzlach Tama, he says a little different. Look at that. Pirsh Rashi Dafka Naka Bzman Lechapon Meshkach Yom Tosheh. Ubitzlach Tama Otu Bzman Hazem Yikib Yishalayim Beiz Yom Tosh Gones. Yaldus Hoysubi. I acted childish. Ve'asti. You hear what he's saying? He wants to talk and learning to the Tzlach. Ha'asti. I had a chutzpah Pnei Goin. And I said to Martilo, Lama Loi, why not? Like you came over, the grace of Tzlach, the Rav, asks a kashin, a sefer, Favajnit, why not? Right? Hare Mavur, Seif, Mesechzba, the Ksherev Chach Mesuab, Chutzah, Volonicha, Kamaisim, Beretz Yisol, Ma'abin Shonim, Vekoivim, Chadashim, Chutz Arts. Vaaz Sholchim, Shluchim, Eretzol, Kshelo Yagi, Oisim, Beiz Yomim, Vim Ken Gambi Yomim, Beretz Yisol, Bishai Yom Tovim, Bishkach, Shnei Yomim Tovim. Elbezman lechapon leefshel abeshon bechutzarts da mokum gerim. Again, he says, "V'kam to lisal mokum k'siv v'shapi pirush Rashi v'nen eli roishe." He like gave a nod with his head. There's a big machloikis by kohanim. Those of you kohanim know that the kohen can't be matam with the mace. The Ravid seems to say that it's not the raisa, because since we're all tam and mace anyway, the din of a tumas mace is not that a kohen can't go and touch a mace. Kohen can't be metam himself, and he's tamei already, so that's not an issur d'oraisa, the rabbanan. And therefore, because of that, the Ravid has certain kulas, even this thing about going into the harbayis, the mitzvah of that shita. So the Dogma of Vava has a whole thing there, and he says, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of Dogma of Vava, he goes to Tzlach, Pshat and Tzlach says, Amo Yecheskel, that was the Tzlach's name, the Noida Bihu, the Dogma, those are three storms on his cave, those have been in Prague. It does not say Dogma of Vava, it was printed after his life, it seems. So he writes over there, Amma Yecheskel. They took his notes. So the Chassam Sefer explains why he writes Amma Yecheskel. Nehirna, again, Kadavina Tali. When Yaitzik Maim Al Yedei, Moiri Chosid Shebekuhuna Hagoyin Moreno Reb Nelson Adler. Ki Yadua, the Chassam Sefer was from Frankfurt. Right? He was born in Frankfurt, like you mentioned. And he learned by who the two Rebbeim? What? Dafla and Rav Nosson Adler. Rav Nosson Adler was a very different. He used to daven Havaras Faradit. He used to duchen every day, which is so unusual in Chutzarts. Dalem was so against it, but he had different shitas. And Chassam Sefer was that. So look at this. Shnas Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, which would make the Chassam Sefer 20 years old. He calls himself Kadavi Natalia. Ba'avarnu Derech Prague. We were passing, me and my Rebbe had to go some reason. I'll say why. Ra'a pnei agoy neid bidu da zatzal. V'hoya pilpulam b'divar raivid. They were arguing on this raivid about being metame, a koyin. V'anoy bidu da hera l'mayri yas asher kosa agilyaynoy. He showed him what he wrote on his Shulchan Aruch. My Rabbi, m'nasan al pilpul lov. V'nifudu zem ezeh v'chlifu pilpulam al yodi. I was there. And they would, and the Chassam, and the Menachem Adler would say, go to the Nehuda, Meshulah, and tell him this. It seems he was not married yet. You have to check when he got married. I don't know. It seems he was either about 19 or 20, and Vanie, probably 20, because he was born at the beginning of Chof Gimel, as far as I remember. Vanie isi moitzi umevi hadvarim. Va'az chazaba goya nebida. Because of the kashas of my Rebbe, he was choiza. Va'hoisif alagilian hach amay yecheskel. That's why it was the second thing. He didn't all of a sudden in the middle of writing say, amay yecheskel. He added that because my Rebbe's kasha. So vice dois, it's this is the time. So he was 20. He was not a little kid, but he was 20 years old. That's what he's referring to. Now, Kopanim, it's a beautiful Chassam Sefer. The question is, what does he mean that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then you can't be Mekadosh in Chutz Haaretz? Why not? He doesn't really explain that. So let's look the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Tana Rabbanim. Ein Ma'abrin Hashanim El B'Yehuda. Yehuda is where Yushalayim is and so forth. V'mibru B'Galil up north, Muberis. Heyet Chananya Ish Oina. Oh no, wait. Imibru B'Galil Ein Muberis. Amar B'Yehuda B'Red of Shimon. My time of the Chananya Ish Oina, Amar Kra, L'Shichna Sidrasha Uvasa Shama. Call Drisha Shatadarsh. Anything you seek after, Lo Yua El B'Shchena Shomakam, Shichna Shomakam, which means in the Makam HaMikdash. Oh. Frektosis, koshek tzas, the bebrachas nafkulan bedeksiv kimitziyan teitzei saira. Vachas maiskim l'shichna sidrishu. There's two psukim. Why do you need two psukim? That's the toisis is kasha. Comes along the marsha, and this will help us understand this chacham sefer. Comes along the marsha, and he says like this. Hine Rabbi Kiva umikra yalefle. Rabbi Kiva was mekadosh. Lekaman, right? The Gemara says kimitziyan teitzei saira. The Perakam of the Sanhedrin, the Ein Ma'abrin El Be'eretz Yisrael, Makom Makom Heichad Al Niach Kamoisa Be'eretz Yisrael Shari, where you didn't have anyone as big, Af B'chutz La'aretz. The Zil Basa Taima, the Kra, because go after the Pasuk, what does it say? Ki Mitziyan Taitse Saira. What do you mean Mitziyan Taitse Saira? But you know the Taira is in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Kiva is there, he is the Taira. Mishum Desham Ikam Mufla Shebebezin, Misanhedrin Gdaila. Right? Kimuforish Bepek Zakan Mamre, that means he's asked to fight with the Zakan Mufla and the Bezin. Vekivan Rabbi Kiva Acha Churban Haya Shebatlu Sanhedrin, Vuhu Haya Bechutz Laretz, Vuhu Haya Mufla Shebedar, he was the God of Dar, Rabbi Kiva, right? The Gemara says, Stam Sifra is this, Stam Sifri is this, Stam Vakulan Alibad Rabbi Kiva. They all got their Kabbalah from Akiva. Akiva is what's called in the Sfarim, as you've probably seen, like Boimah, they talk about Sherish of Torah Shabbat Peh. Akiva is the Sherish of Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? Well, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Akiva, he couldn't understand his Shir. So whatever that means to us. Akiva, the Akiva Achurban Haya, Shabbat Le Sanhedrin, no more Sanhedrin, Vuhaya Bechut starts, Vuhaya, you know, there was Smicha, but there was no Sanhedrin. Once they moved from the Makam HaMikdash. Gemara says they did in order not to kill people. V'hoya b'chutzarts, v'hoya mufshabdar, sh'orei lo yiniach k'mois v'etza hutalo la'aba b'chutzarts. So the Marsha is basically saying like this. When does it, that this two psukim are needed like this. When does the din of kimitzi and teitzah taira, meaning stam taira, so that's chutzarts. But when it says, l'shichna sidrashu, that means the taira wants that the Makam HaMikdash should, all the haras should come out from Makam HaMikdash. That's why the Bez and the Gadol has to sit there. So even though for some reason the Zaken Mufla goes to Chutz Haaretz, he goes collecting money or some kind of, to talk with the Romans, they had to do such things. But still it's a din in Bez and the Gadol. So that's the pshat. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, Bizman Lechem upon him, then they didn't have 2 days. That's the pshat in Rashi. So let's just chaz over, capsulize what we just say. And always, a quarter of Chassam Sefer comes out like this, that the din is, the Metzias is, you could have 2 days of Eretz Yisrael, even though, I know somebody once, I think maybe Shmuel Grossman showed me a little kuntres that he had from someone, like more of a scientific writer that writes about these things, that wants to say, historically it happened. I don't know, it's hard to know what it's based on, these things. But he says it's shayach that there are 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. You can have 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. So technically that's what Rashi's saying. But when there's a base of Mikdash, you can't. Why? Because when there's a base of Mikdash, there's Vakamta Valisa, right? You have to come from the base of Mikdash. All the haras has to come from the base of Mikdash. That's the din. The din is if One bezin says you could use a Shabbos clock like most people do, and Rav Moshe Feinstein said you can't use. Okay, so how these things work is very hard. But at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, time when there was a Sanhedrin, we used to go to the Sanhedrin Gol, and they would decide what the din is. There was no machloikas, right? Once there was bottled, machloikas happened. In fact, the Mari Beira, the get poshut, the Maram Chaviv, he says over there a klal. Interesting, those of them in Avei Dezara. The Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Nishal Achacham V'Tim Eloizer. You know, you can't go ahead, go to a Rav, he says it's also, and some comes here, you know, that Rav says it's mutas. So you go, you can't do that. Once you go to a Rav, that's it, you're makabel. Machlokes Rishayim, why? But you can't do that. You can't do it. Tanur says like this. Hayu shnayim, echad matamav, echad oisa, echad mate. Ima yo echad mem, godl mechaveira, b'chochma b'minyan. Right, what it means, b'chochma, okay, that's a different. Minyan means he has more talmid than most Rishayim say. Halach achav, im lav halach acha machmeh. You go after the machmeh. Rabbi Shulman Kocha Omer b'shul Taira holach acha machmir. Right, that's the din sofer d'oraisa. You have right. You go to you have. Oh, by the way, once I have you two rabbanim here, can you tell me what's the din? It says also muta Omer. I was once sitting and somebody asked. I'm not going to say the name. Can you use the wind up? There's probably. You know, with the kids swing on, the swing, you know, you wind it up. Is it like winding up a clock? So the one was a Talmud of Moshe, and he says, it's also. So the other one was the newer Moshe. He says, no, the Moshe says it's muta. That you're not allowed to wind a clock, the Ramah says, what's wrong winding a clock? He says it's a tikkun kli, it's a tikkun mana, because the clock has no use unless you wind it up. He said, that's a meidik achidish, because it's a kli, what's the difference? But we pass like the Ramah. He says, but a swing set that you could put the kid and he won't swing, there's nothing wrong with doing it. That's a lot of times, you know, you have to know if the person really knew. But let's say you go to Turban, once it's mutter, once it's also. So Bishua Makarcha says, if it's a deraisa, halacha chamachme, Bishua Seifrim halacha chameko. You go after the mekel, Safik Turban, lakula, Safik, which by the way, doesn't mean. It means it's a cloud. It's a cloud to go after the Mekel. So listen to this Rambam. Rambam is in Mamrim, Perk Aleph Halacha Hey. Listen to this Rambam. The Brisa says like this. If you go after the Gadol B'chachma U'B'minyan, it means you go after the Rav. He has more Talmidim, so he has more. If not, you go after M'chumra, and Rabbi Shua says not M'chumra, the Brisa is M'chumra D'Rabban L'Kula. Listen to the way the Rambam brings it. Shnei Chachamim, or Shnei Batei Dinim. Shenachleku, shalob is manasanedrin. Echad metame, echad metame. Right? You have a bezin in Yushalayim and a bezin in Tel Aviv. Let's talk about serious bezin. Echad metame, echad metame, echad oisa, echad mate. Imata einata yedeh leichan dinoita, b'shol teira halach achmachmi, b'shol divrei seifu halach ameko. Frek the Kesh Mishnah, what happened to the Rav? I can't even say anything about Rav. It's like Frek the Kesh Mishnah. L'chayra, b'shu ben kachu says, means we're equal, but if they're, why don't you go after the Rav? Says the Maram Chaviv, the Get Poshut, he has a sefer, he has Kolim, I'm sorry. There's no such thing as Rav Bizman Azeh. Why? Because Rav mean, what does Rav mean? Rav doesn't mean, not everybody agrees to this. Avad Yosef, let's take. A lot of times you see he would bring 25 Sfarim, remember 25, and he would say 13 say this, 12 say, and he would be Machri according, I think, I don't know, Chvestish, unless he had a Maram Shrav, he would. The Maram gets to think you can't do that. Why? Because a Rav in Mitzrayim and a Rav in Algiers and a Rav in Galicia and a Rav in Hungary and a Rav in Poland never spoke to each other. They didn't talk to each other. They weren't mefalpel. The only din of Rav is when you're mefalpel. It's not a din you count. Oh, four Rav. They do not a lot of times a day. As I saw once one of these Sfarim, Kitzes Sfarim. You know, they go, our Psakim are all based on Rav Meisha, the Debrit Sina in those days. Those who remember the Debrit Sina. Let's count five. If three of them say this, I don't know if you can't do that, because the pshat is that if there are, it would sit and argue. I told you the story once when we were in the bungalow colony and you know, so the Satmars used to be next door. So when Rav Moshe had the whole, they told me a whole fight with the fight. Rav Moshe didn't fight when the they had the whole thing with this artificial insemination. So Moshe held its mutter to do artificial insemination. Satmarov was very much against it. Rabbi Tendler spoke about it, the Levaya, for some reason. But a kuponim, the Satmar Dayanim went to the Satmar Rav, who, as you know, had a tremendous sense of humor, and they said, we're going to go and be to Rav Moshe and be Moshe. How could he argue with the Nasi Adar? The Satmar Rav's listening, and he's going, yeah, very good, go. Just one little question. What if he starts talking to you and learning? He says, you're finished, there's nothing to do. Rav Moshe was Brisker Rav said 300 years before, he would have been from the Gedolei Adar. So you can't go ahead and say, well, he says Mutter, but Moshe says it's also, but there are two other Rabbanim who say, Rav Moshe would have, eaten it for breakfast, right? I remember when I was a kid, Rav Moshe Feinstein once in Crown Heights, Mississippi, it was after he left. He fahed us, he asked us questions. I think he came to the Crown Heights dinner, Sonny wasn't working then, so he would have made sure. He came by train, can you imagine? Okay, the God of the dog came by train. He took a train to go, that's different life. But anyway, so he says, Amari de Kazakhta, right? He says, the Rambam didn't say rive, because there's no rive bizman as that. So Amari de Kazakhta, what kind of rive? Rive means you have to sit down in Sanhedrin. What the Sanhedrin Gdailah? They sat down. Nu is a Shabbos clock mutter to use or not mutter to use? And there will be mefalpel. Yeah, we should make a gzera. But make sure time that it's like, he says, I'm sure if it would have been at the time of Chazal, they would have asked it just like they asked it Akum, Amir la Akum. Such a reality. But it's a married girl. It says that's why the Rambam didn't bring. The Rambam held that when Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch said, but the Reis Halacha Machmir, this Halacha Mekel, that's a klal even with right.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.